continuing our series on the great work. Okay. And let me ask you a big, bold question.
Yes.
And I want you to answer it honestly, even though it might seem a little arrogant.
Arrogant.
It could. I don't know.
Okay.
Do you believe that you, Bearship Array, are helping to advance the awareness of mankind
and the consciousness? It is an arrogant answer.
It's not really.
Am I helping? Yes.
And how do you know that?
Because of the pain and suffering that I've gone through.
And why are you laughing?
Well,
the pain and suffering you've overcome is even better, right?
Well, yes.
Yes. And therefore, you're able to help other people do the same thing.
Right.
So that's our topic for today with regard to the great work. And just as a reminder, mm-hmm. because as you may be aware, repetition is the
second law of learning and transformation.
You learned how to drive a car, tie your shoes, brush your teeth through repetition. So we're talking about the great work. So as a reminder, or if you're just tuning in for the first time, how do we define the great work, Bearship? What is that, actually?
Is becoming a great conduit for God to work through you.
Perfectly stated. And that's the objective of all alchemical traditions, mm-hmm. the great work, to become God in human form, to reflect God in your body and mind through your human form into the world. Now, let's just admit, very few individuals we meet even think about, much less contemplate, these high ideals to become God in human form. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
But the fact is, and let us tell you this really boldly, for this reason and this reason only is why you are here, is to be a great conduit of God in human form, to align with and to bring more of God through your physical form into the world, right?
Yes.
And so in the traditions, they maintain that prior to coming into this lifetime, now this is going to get a little mystical here, and we can't prove it, but it's interesting to contemplate. Prior to coming into this lifetime, you meet with your higher council, and you decide what you need to learn. You decide what you need to heal. So, Bearship, if you state you've been through a lot of pain and suffering, which I would agree you have, and you've healed that and overcome it, then they would say, the traditions would maintain, you decided this before you came in. And you also decided what you need to accomplish in this current incarnation.
Hmm.
Now, when you exit, you meet with your higher council once again, and you check in with them to see how well you've done. Now, it's not so true anymore, but it used to be true. If you go to school and you don't pass a grade, what used to happen, Bearship, it doesn't happen that much anymore.
Does it?
I don't think so.
You fail.
We fail.
You do it again.
You do it again. And so when you meet with your higher council and you check in with them, they check in and how well you've done. If you fail your mission for being here, you're recycled and sent back to go through another entirely different life and to play the same game all over again.
Man.
It's kind of like if you flunk 12th grade, you got to do it again and again and again, or you used to anyway, until you pass. Now, I don't know about you, but is this incentive for you to do your best job possible in this lifetime?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think you're coming back?
I hope not.
So
I probably will.
No, anything that smacked of arrogance earlier just got equilibrated there. So you got to come back. And you got to do it all over again. Now, for me, and obviously for Bearship, this is incentive enough to do everything possible in this lifetime to ensure that you accomplish and become all that you've come here to accomplish and become. How about you? Is that a little bit of an incentive?
Yeah.
Would you like to do it all over again? Same lessons, same tests, same things. Probably not. Sure. Now, on the flip side, if you pass and you did a great job, then you're rewarded with a new life. You kind of level up the game with new challenges, or possibly if you truly evolve according to the traditions to a very high level of awareness, what happens? Beersheba, do you know?
I don't.
Okay, do you know what the traditions maintain? If you truly evolve in this lifetime to a higher level of awareness.
Is it the whole you get to decide whether or not if you want to come back again? That's
what the Buddhists state, is that you get to decide whether you want to come back in or not, and you get to pick and choose like a smorgasbord of what you're going to experience. Or if you really don't want to come back, you move on to greater adventures, whatever those might be. Now, obviously, no one really knows for sure if this is true, and we can't prove it. But for me, I'd rather be safe than sorry.
And how's that?
By doing the very best I can.
Oh, I catch.
In this lifetime. How about you? Would you rather be safe than sorry?
Yes.
Would you like to go through it all over again?
No, I would not.
Same stuff. So, now what science does prove is that there is, listen to me, there's no such thing as death.
Right.
Why is that?
Well, scientifically, energy can never be destroyed.
That's right. Can never be destroyed. So energy, that the energy that is you, has to go somewhere and has to do something. It can't be destroyed.
Well, I think your soul would be separate from that.
You think your soul would be separate from the energy?
It may make sense.
That's a topic for another podcast.
I know, sorry.
That's okay.
Never mind, retract.
Yeah. It's something to contemplate, though.
Next time.
So, by the way, you know, all these things obviously are speculative at some level, mm-hmm. and yet you are here for a reason, and you're going to be here for at least 75 to 80 years is the average. So you might as well make the best of those years.
Yes.
And the fact is as well that the world right now needs more individuals like you and me and Beersheba that are committed to being the best version of God in human form that we can possibly be. So the question we'll leave you with today is, are you up for it? If the answer is yes, then you just might be an alchemist.
Ooh.
I want to thank you for a couple of moments of your day. Thanks for tuning in.
Yes, thank you.
God bless, and
here.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.